This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. When the thought of heading east to help other firefighters battling wildfires in this province came to him, the captain of the Deer Lake Fire Rescue started up their Pumper 5 and got ready to lend a hand. Michael Bickford has been the captain in his hometown for close to a couple of decades. He says it felt so surreal when he arrived on the scene.
You're driving in looking for hot spots of, most of the fire was out, but it was the hot spots in yards and just behind people's houses or what was left of people's houses, just trying to get out the hot spots so then they'd be able to reopen the community. But you look at some houses and the grass is right nice and green, but the house is not.
The father of three packed enough gear and headed out on August 16th. He returned Saturday, August 23rd, admitting it was heart-wrenching to think about what people have lost.
The more time you spent there, the more you thought about the families coming back to having nothing with their kids, or then if the families coming back with their kids, but then the kids can't go out and play because everything is burnt. They wouldn't be able to be outside playing because be all the carcinogens from the forest fire. They'd come back like black, like they were rolling around in the soot.
Bickford says a couple of firefighters lived in a community that lost everything, and another lost everything in three deep freezers due to the power being cut.
One was filled with seal, another one was filled with moose meat, another one was with crab and cod and lobster. So that's the other aspect of it. Just because their houses are still standing, a lot of people were without power for two and a half weeks, so their deep freezers and their fridges are all ruined too, because you don't want to open up them doors after everything thawed out and started to ferment and decay and everything, right?
Bickford worked closely with the chief of the Carbonear Volunteer Fire Department, Trevor Crawford, who had been on the scene since the wildfire started.
So just talking to him about how tired, like not getting any time with the family. You're there 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. You're there until 8 o'clock every night. And it's just the family life. So you go try and give them a little hand to, okay, you guys can go home for a day or two, spend some time with your family. Like, boy, we'd be here to help you, right?
Bickford is sending out a big thank you to the Knights of Columbus in Carbonear for housing them at Camp McCarthy and providing a hearty breakfast every morning. He also sends thanks to the Deer Lake Fire Rescue for giving him the opportunity to help in Victoria. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.